Wandering Rhythms, and this is 2 hours of music spanning the globe and representing the dark side, the spirit world, the darkening of the days here for Halloween. And this is an episode I've been calling Global Horror, which has been going over 10 years. I think I started doing it 2010, and right now, in the background, one of the most obscure American electronic projects from the 70s. This is a band, or I guess a loosely based collective called Clone, and they are from Alaska. Yeah, I mean, I've heard a bit of music. I did a show in Alaska once, but it was primarily rock music, some native Tlingit music, and just nothing like this that I found back then. This has been reissued recently on Finders Keepers Records out of London, and this band apparently hit it semi-big, I guess, with a 1980 album called Harmonitalk. But yeah, this is 4 years before that, so from 76. It's called Simply Halloween, 1976, and it's part one and part two. 26 minutes in total. You can hear. It's quite improvised. Just noodling around with what back then was space-age technology. So. Yeah, Clone, Halloween 76. One of the best Halloweens. And, yeah, actually it was recorded also on Halloween, on October 31st, 1976. That's pretty cool. Okay. And previously unheard outside of their own rehearsal room. So, yeah, cool. I like it. So that's going to keep going. Background. Next, we're going to hear a band from Yellowknife, not too far from Alaska. Pretty cool. But, yeah, just to remind you or tell you what you've heard, the last song before this, Synth Noodlin, was banned from Leipzig, East Germany, called Lassie. Yes, like the dog, Lassie, in all caps. And the song was Temporary Cemetery. What is a temporary cemetery? I guess it's like when you know you're going to be revived, come back to life, then it's a temporary cemetery. And you turn into a zombie. Yeah, it was a single from 2022. And before that, we heard one of Vancouver's newest thrash metal bands, Necronado. Two Chileans, two Canadians, and they just formed this year. I know that for sure because it's the guitar player in my band, Mingwa, and it's a very different project. He's a guy from Chile, has a penchant for funk music, heavy metal. Our band is more cumbia music, Latin American music. That's Mingwa. But yeah, Necronado, hardcore thrash music. It's a new record of theirs, EP called Scythe for a Scalpel. And we heard Creek of Blood, which is, yeah, where the salmon likes to swim upstream to spawn. The Creek of Blood. Necronado. And before that, we heard The Sorcerers out of Leeds, UK, and they made a soundtrack for a movie that does not exist. This is seemingly a common thing, like bands like making ambient kind of soundtrack-sounding music, and they invent a movie that may exist in the future. Who knows? But this album is called In Search of the Lost City of the Monkey God, and it came out in 2020. Kind of brooding funk jazz music with the bass clarinet featured prominently, and we heard the track called Summoning the Monkey God. And before The Sorcerers, we heard The Traditionalists, who are a satellite band of Secret Chiefs 3. So Secret Chiefs 3 out of the U.S. are a collective of musicians, and they have so many ideas that they can't put them all under the name Secret Chiefs 3, so they have all these offshoots, and they put together an album of all their stuff that's kind of like loosely Halloween themed. And so that was a song we heard called Zombie Vision, originally from the album Le Mani Destre Resisse Degli Ultimi Uomini. They're not Italian, but they're into the Italian horror genre big time. So that name, which I cannot pronounce totally properly in English, is The Severed Right Hands of the Last Men. There you go, The Traditionalists. And we started that set with Mocha Only, legendary Vancouver MC and beatmaker, and from his new album, Spooky Beats and Other Treats, Creepy Candles, instrumental track there. And yeah, he's made his first Halloween album after nearly 20 years of making Christmas albums, which is not necessarily like all Christmas-themed songs, but he's just just likes to put out an album at the end of the year. Every year, it's a cool thing, cool tradition. And now maybe starting the tradition of Halloween-themed beat albums. Mocha only. And continuing with like 15 minutes or so to go here, yeah, like I mentioned briefly, we're going to go to the Northwest Territories and from the city of Yellowknife, which experienced a spooky event of their own this summer. Like the whole city evacuated because of looming forest fires nearby, and I think things are largely back to normal. The whole city did not burn down, thank the lords. Yes, this band called Narwhal, and that's Gnar, G-N-A-R, like the band Gnar. That's the band, right? Yeah, Narwhal, so like narwhal, but with G-N-A-R. And self-titled album here, you're going to hear Sleepwalkers, Narwhal on Wandering Rhythms Radio.
Yeah. mundo fremente, o cego, a urinar no cego, e o doce cheiro do enxofre que anuncia a aurora boreal. Tudo renasce num ciclo de fogo, mil crimes de amor numa toga de marfim, como um vômito do coração. Passa por um espelho e despacha. As raparigas continuam a dançar freneticamente, com as crinas acariciando o vento e o gosto do sangue espalhado por toda a parte. No meio da sombra, no meio da sombra, há uma mulher, há um rosto que reflete tudo isto. Fica só no coração da noite.
Show this 2 hours of wandering rhythms, Halloween themed music, and we just ended with back-to-back Portuguese bands and back-to-back creepy saxophone stylings. The last band, Mau Morta e Pedro Sousa, the Dead Hand and Pedro Sousa, the song Dance of the Girls, Dança de Raparigas, and before that it was Illusion Orchestra and João Fausto with Criatura.
bird note. The mountains ranging from Mexico into southeastern Arizona are home to some delightful species of birds. Here's one, the Arizona woodpecker. Found in the Sierra Madre Occidental Mountain Range in Mexico, their habitats stretch north into smaller ranges like the Chiricahuas and Huachucas in the U.S. They share the mid-elevation pines and oaks with other border straddlers, like elegant trogons and blue-throated hummingbirds. Arizona woodpeckers are brown overall, with a white and brown cheek and heavily marked white underparts, unlike the black and white plumages typical of other North American woodpeckers. These small woodpeckers forage by flying to the base of a tree and then spiraling up the trunk. As a male carves out a nest cavity, he gives the female a progress report with a gliding flight display. In this quirky courtship behavior, the male turns himself into a paper airplane, holding his wings steady and gliding towards his mate. He taps on the nest tree to show off the excavation. It's an unusual use for a small bird's wings, but it helps Arizona woodpeckers garner the attention their newly carved homes deserve. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Remmel.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday, you heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m., your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.